Wednesday, July 1st, began with an upstairs visit to my house guests. A third cup of coffee sitting on the bed while I listened to Mary Rather tell about what the children were doing. She herself has to leave this afternoon with Scooter to go up to Atlantic City to try to solve the housing situation. Poor hapless soul for the Texas delegates who are coming to the convention. Mary has given her life to the children, and in the process, a good deal of the bubbling gaiety has somehow departed. And that I regret. I'm so glad she's up here to share in a little bit of the fun that is ours, because for so long, she was partner in whatever we could achieve. The Frank Irwins had had to leave to catch an early plane, so I went in to see the Donald Thomases to have a last cup of coffee. Jane was bubbling with her trip to Europe. They are both growing a great deal, she and Donald, in their interests, achievements. Then I went down to the diplomatic reception room to have a picture made for a Salvation Army benefit fashion show, which takes place in the fall. Then there was mail to sign, and then a dash out to try to find a birthday present for Lucy. Tomorrow is her birthday. And then back to receive Mrs. Mercer Cook, the wife of our ambassador to Senegal. Her husband had formerly been ambassador to some other African country and was about to be transferred, and she was going to leave in a few days. I'd met her on my trip to Senegal, my very first out-of-the-country trip with Lyndon after he became vice president. In April of 61 it was. And then Robin and Angie gathered us up in Lyndon's office, and off we put to the reception given by the president of Costa Rica and Mrs. Arledge in the Pan American Union building, which was beautiful, hot, and stuffed with people. Impossible to have really fruitful conversation when it's body to body as far as you can see. We bade our host goodbye. On the front steps of the charming Pan American Union building, went back to the White House for a quiet dinner, just us. And then down to the movie theater with Linda to see The Night of the Iguana, which had been shot in Puerto Vallarta, the spot my brother Tony described as the poor man's Acapulco, starring one of the most talked about men of the day, Richard Burton and Ava Gardner, and written by Tennessee Williams, whose plays have fascinated me, if at times revolted me, for the past decade. Linda cozily went to sleep in the big chair, and pretty soon we said, go on upstairs and go to bed, where it's more comfortable. And Linda Bird and I settled down to commiserate with the lost souls, which Tennessee Williams has a unique ability to portray, for a couple of delightful hours, one of the fringe benefits of this place on which we have a temporary lease.